thank you so much for blessing us with this day and allowing us to come and study a lesson one more time, Father. I pray that something may be said tonight that help us understand your word better, that it may help us throughout our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we know, we've been studying about the Ten Commandments, and the Sabbath is the fourth commandment of the ten. And I went through it, and it helped me because it helped me study it more. A lot of things I didn't understand, and then I realized that it's a lot more there than what I thought was there, you know. Just saying the Sabbath means a whole lot if you study it. But if you don't study it and get an understanding, then it's going to be hard to understand what the people of Israel went through. Okay. I'm going to tell you all. I'm only going to have one question and one answer. The first question is that I'm nervous. Are you nervous, Mike? Yes, I am. That's the answer. So let me get settled down a little bit and then we'll be okay, okay? So just pray for me as we go through this lesson. And it says here, he says, Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 8, he says, remember the seventh day by keeping it holy. You know, and as I looked at that and I thought about that and I meditated on that word, I said, you know, remember the seventh day, keeping it holy. And I asked myself, do I really understand what was being read and what the people were going through with at that time? So what I'm going to have you do, I'm going to read this. I'm going to have everyone close their eyes for a moment, and I'm going to read and just meditate on what your mind, what you might be going through when you hear this. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Okay, you can open your eyes. Now you can kind of think about how your mind wonder when you hear the scripture being read to you. But we have a responsibility to meditate on God's word when it's being read or if we're reading it ourselves. The children of Israel, when they heard it, can you imagine what they were thinking about at that time? Because it's something they never heard before. Here does a man go up on a mountain and he comes back with a piece of stone and have this commandment for them to do. And it says that God wrote the commandment with his own hand in the stone and he gave it to the people. So God had a covenant with the people at that time. It was the longest, most detailed commandment of them all. Under the law, the Sabbath was the holy day of rest. Over in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible tells us that the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. So it says that on the seventh day, God done all the work that he did, and he rested. There's a time to devote ourselves to worship. A time to remember God had to remind the children of Israel what he had brought them through. Remember the Sabbath. He said, remember, you were 3 days in the desert without water. There's something about when God say, remember, because so often we do things to try to keep our memory in the way God, in the things God wants us to do. But we get caught up into things of what we want to do. The children of Israel had their mind preoccupied somewhere else and not focused on God, what God wanted them to do. So often we find ourselves doing the same thing. But here he says, remember, don't you? It's a time to remember. God had to remind them how he had brought them up out of slavery. And he said, remember, I brought you across the sea. He parted the waters and brought them across the sea. Remember, you were 3 days in the desert without water, and I showed Moses a piece of wood that threw it into the water, and it became sweet. Man soon forgot what God had done for them. I don't think I know of anybody that forget about what God do for them. Because we should always remember how God have blessed our lives in so many ways. And he says that, remember, bring to mind of what God have done for you. But see, they got so involved in what was going on in their environment, they forgot all about what God had done. So God reminded them that, remember, let me remind you of what you went through with, of what you're going through, because I can help you. But it's the same. They just kind of just done what they wanted to do. God, man soon forgot what God had done for him. He had to bring them and he had to remind them of what he had done. Being aware of what's around them and how Moses had brought them the commandment to them. Okay, then he wants them to retain in memory. When you think about remembering something, and I know a lot of you all in here, and I can too, remember back when on a Sunday, the Lord's Day, you couldn't find a grocery store open. You couldn't find a fuel station open. It seemed you'd go to church, you'd come home, everyone sit down and had a family dinner together. Everything was focused on that day that the Lord had gave us. But we started trying to get into our own understanding of how we think things should have been. The Sabbath was a day to worship and dedicate their time to God. The only way they could serve God properly is to put to death their own nature and dedicate themselves fully to him, so as to be separated from the world. So he's saying that the children of Israel, you can't be a part of the world and continue to want to go do God's work. You have to be a part of God. You have to follow his direction. Because when he wrote that in stone, that remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Keep, for keep's sake. You know, when you keep something, you want to keep it forever. God's word is forever. It's not going to never leave us. So we have to keep it and keep it with us. I mean, keep it in us. The Sabbath was under the law until the coming of Christ. The day of rest was work 6 days and then you rest. Just bear with me, man. I'm a little nervous, so I'll be okay. A time to remember God had to remind them how that he had brought them up out of slavery. Do we remember what God has done for us and how he has brought us a long ways up out of where we were? It's no way that we could have made it and be where we are today if we didn't rely on him. So often our minds are focused on not the things of what he done for us, but the things of what we think we can do for him. There was a new religion observed that was bound upon the Israelites at Mount Sinai. When Moses gave them the commandment, they had never heard anything about the Sabbath. It was all new to them. Just the same with us. When we hear something new, it's hard for us to get adjusted to what the changes are to be made. But if we would remember what had been done for us and what God had blessed, how God had blessed us, then we can do what we can to help build his kingdom. The Sabbath was a time for devotion and worship and being dedicated to God. But so often, they got confused on what that dedication was. The Sabbath was under the law, like I said, until Christ came. The only way they could serve God properly is to put to death their own nature and dedicate themselves fully. What I'm trying to show you is that how during that time of the Sabbath, God had a personal relationship with the people. Okay? Moses was the mediator between the people. And when he came and brought them the information about the Sabbath, They just didn't understand what was going on. They were just totally lost about how to handle that. Holy worship is dedicated to God. Man cannot serve God properly unless they put to death all that is of their own nature and dedicate themselves fully to Him as to be separated from the world. Remember in the day of creation when God worked and He rested. Do we take that to heart and do what we should be doing when it comes to God? Or do we continue to make ourselves, do we continue to take ourselves above where we need to be at? Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out there with a mighty hand and an outreached arm. Therefore, the Lord God has commanded you to serve the Sabbath day. Remember, you were slaves in Egypt, and God brought you out with a mighty arm. You know, God's got a powerful arm to bring them up out of slavery and through the desert like He did. But they soon forgot what He did for them. And He said, to remember what I did. What is to be done? Worship God. Worship. God should be worshiped and not only on the Sabbath, but every day of the week. It's not just a one-day thing. It's an everyday thing. Being fully dedicated to God is what our main focus should be. God bore a relationship with His people. And when He developed a relationship with His people, that gave them a better foundation to stand on. And it says, verse number 6, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, the Lord, your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male, female servant, nor your animal, nor your any foreign residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them. But He rested in the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. So we know that God has blessed us in so many ways. When we go and we think about what He had done to the children of Israel, and here where we have the picture of sheep, so after the sixth day He rested. Okay, what I want to do now is try to show you the difference in how the Sabbath, and in Isaiah chapter 56, verse number 1, it says, this is what the Lord says, maintain justice and do what is right, for My salvation is close at hand, and My righteousness will soon be revealed. What righteousness is He talking about that soon will be revealed? Jesus. So the righteousness to be revealed is Jesus, so they're saying that a shadow of something is to come. So we know that Isaiah spoke of Jesus coming in Isaiah in the 56. What do we think when we think about righteousness? I'm glad you asked that question. The quality of being right, the true righteousness Isaiah is talking about here, is the ultimate salvation through will come to all nations. So there he says that, for My salvation is close at hand, and the righteousness will soon be revealed. Okay? So it's saying what is concealed in the Old Testament will be revealed in the New Testament. So what's going to be revealed from the Sabbath will come to the Lord's Day. It says, blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it and keeps his hand from doing evil. Verse number 3. You show a letter from Christ, the results of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. So what's happened here is this, the transition is taken from the Sabbath into going into the Lord's church, the Sunday. The seventh, the first day of the week. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 3. You show you a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone, but on tables of human hearts. So he's telling us that the first day of the week, back in the Sabbath, was written on the stone. When Moses come down, and God had put his print on the stone, Moses came down, but now the tablets are written on our hearts. The tablets of stones was for Israel. The tablets of the heart was for the Christians. The New Testament Christians do not keep the Sabbath. We keep the first day of the week. Christians do not worship on the Sabbath day. They worship on the first day. Why is this true? The Sabbath was given to Israel, and Israel alone, we're told. Christians should worship anywhere, anytime. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
There's not a certain place that we can't go that we can't worship. Any day, 7 days a week, we should be able to worship anywhere, anytime. We ought to worship morning, noon, and night. And us being the example to the world, this is what we should do, the example we should lead. We should worship in the morning, in the noon, and in the night. But God knew that we would need a special time on that special day out of seven, which is the Lord's day. It's the first day of the week. The comparison between the Sabbath and the Lord's day, the Jewish Sabbath to the first day, the Jewish Sabbath celebrated and commemorated the finished work of creation. The Lord's Day commemorates finished work of redemption. The first day celebrates the work of God's hand when he created the heavens and the earth. But the first day celebrates his heart when he sent his son, John 3:16. The Old Testament Sabbath was displayed on God's power. The first day is God's grace. And one might say, what right do we have to change this? Man don't have a right to change it. But God, who is the Lord of the Sabbath. From what I read, there's been so many controversies on when we should worship, what days we should worship on. The worship is in us and how we worship. If it's today, if it's tonight, if we would focus more on what God has done for us. We talked about, remember, keep in mind what I've done for you. Remember me when you're going through trials and times in your life, that you might be weak, that things might not be going your way. Remember what I've done for you. Remember I woke you up this morning. This is what the children of Israel had to try to understand. This is what we need to understand today, is that God is all power and he can do for us anything he wants, but we have a responsibility ourselves as the Lord's people. His ascension was on the first day of the week. And on the eighth day after his resurrection, on the first day of the week, he met with them again. What we're talking about here is why Christians worship on Sunday. Jesus was raised on the first day. On the eighth day, his resurrection of the first day of the week, he met again with John. He met again, John 20:26. On the first day of the week, he gave the Great Commission, John 20:21. His ascension was on the first day of the week, John 20:16-17. The Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles upon the first day of the week. The first church was established on the first day of the week, Acts chapter 2. And we're going to go over to Acts chapter 2 and read that. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what they seemed to be tongues of fire that separated, came and rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak to one another, and the Spirit enabled them. Now when they were standing in Jerusalem, God fearing the Jews from every nation under heaven, when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each of them heard them speak in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these men speaking Galileans? Then how each of them hears them in their own native tongue? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites reside of Mesopotamia. And that was the verse I got lost on there. Y'all excuse me. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 is what I was reading. So then it said, the church was established on the first day of the week. How are we going to keep this day? How should we keep this day with the Lord, the first day of the week, Sunday? Is it to be a day of gladness, or should it be a day of gloom like the Israelites? He came up out of the tomb. It's to be a day of love, not a day of legalism. It should be a day of service, not a day of selfish. We should examine ourselves in a lot of this on Sunday when we come to worship service. And we should meditate on what God has done for us and how he blessed us, and not try to make our own decisions. Over in Luke 4:16, so he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scrolls of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. A summons to meet together in a sacred assembly to worship our Lord. Jesus established the pattern for us to follow. And as the custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath. We come to church on the Sunday that we call the first day of the week. And we come to worship God. We come to give him all of what we have. We don't come for him to give us what he has. We come to give him all of what we have. Because we go through this life a lot of times and we don't understand things of what happened to us. But God can help us realize and bring us through our difficulties. It's not for us to rely upon ourselves, it's for us to rely upon God and what He's done for us. Remember what He's done for us on the first day of the week. Remember what He's done for us throughout the week. Remember how He's blessed us in so many ways that we don't understand the blessings of what we get. Because He's blessing us right now, we don't realize it. So I just want you to keep in mind that when things don't quite seem right, we come to church on Sunday to worship Him and to give all. Whatever goes on outside our world, it doesn't matter, because our minds and our hearts should be focused on Him right here, on what he does for us. Well, wish I had a whole lot more for you, but like I say, it's just a blessing to be here and for you to come and support me like you did. I thought I'd get over these jitteries, but it just, I couldn't get over them right now, but I know through the prayer and everything, God's going to help me get through that. And I thank you so much for listening and giving me your attention.
You can't be nervous around your family.
Appreciate it, Chuck.